From Tourist to Pilgrim, the podcast on the papal basilicas made with Vatican News, Vatican Radio.
I'm Father Edmund Power, a Benedictine monk and former abbot of the monastery of St. Paul's outside the walls in Rome, where I lived for many years. I want to say a word about the abbey, the monastery, which lies on the south side of the basilica. If you approach come by metro or the underground to St. Paul's, and you emerge from the station and you look across diagonally the Via Ostiense, you'll see the corner of the monastery, a great menacing block of ancient stone. In fact, it was part of a fortification, the corner tower, that can be seen. But if we go through the great portal of the monastery and enter the medieval cloister dating from the 13th century, we can understand something of what the monastic life means. That is the inner life, the community life of the monks who have served the Basilica and Tomb of Paul for nearly 1,500 years. The cloister dates from the 13th century. It has four sides. It's exquisitely medieval with its curved pillars, its columns, its mosaics. But its four sides suggest something about the four dimensions of monastic life. On the north side is the church, prayer. On the south side is the former refectory, eating. On the east side is the former dormitory, rest. And on the west side, the gardens and workshops, work. And so we see how the life of the monk revolves around four activities: prayer, rest, feeding, and working. And all of this is part of the quest for God, which those who enter a monastery undertake, and that those who come to venerate the tomb of St. Paul also understand, because he, along with St. Benedict, can guide us to the vision of the face of God.